Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and distorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have it to yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Did want to let you know that we are in Michigan right now. As a matter of fact, we just went through the 1,000 mark on how many miles we have driven up until this point. We did an event yesterday. I can't tell you where. It's somewhere in Michigan. The day before, I know that we were in St. Clair. We just moved 2 hours this morning to our new location, and we are going to be, and I can tell you this is a fact because I have it right in front of me. If you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the schedule, and you will find it there. Yesterday, we were at Wolverine Lake in Michigan. Today, we're going to be at 6 p.m. at Bills Lake Baptist Church, 8549 Swan Avenue, Nuwago, Michigan, and that will start at 6 p.m. tonight. And, friends, I'm just here to tell you, first and foremost, the people are coming out. Both events that we've done up to this point have been fantastic, and, again, people are coming out. And as I've shared with you so many times in the past, I say it again, people are at another level of intolerance. But people are looking for leadership, and the only thing I can do, friends, is lead the way and following the Christ and showing them the examples that our forefathers gave to them. We look no further. We need not look any further than the example, Hebrews 13:7, that they've already laid out for us in our founding documents. And I'm talking about, namely, the seedbed, the Declaration of Independence. So we're in Michigan. We hope to see you again tonight at Bills Lake Baptist Church, 8549 Swan Avenue, Nuwago, Michigan. And, again, that starts at 6 p.m. tonight. And as I've shared with you so many times, friends, I don't know what's going on in Michigan, but we have been here over the last 3 years at least 35 times. If we're not here doing an event with Ted Nugent, we're doing an event with David Clark. We're not with David Clark. We're with some politician that wants me to come preach in front of their congregation. Even when I tell them I'm not there to promote you, I'm here to promote Jesus Christ, and it's exactly what we do, they still say come back. Well, we've already gotten a couple invitations to come back again in October, friends. And Michiganites, I totally appreciate you. We love you guys. It's getting to the point where we just need to rent a pad in Michigan and just stay for the long haul, it seems. We spend more time here in Michigan than we do at home or any other place in the United States of America. But with that said, again, friends, do come out. We've driven about 1,000 miles here. If we're going to drive that far to come see you, please come out and see us as well at Bills Lake Baptist Church tonight. We're going to be here tomorrow as well at USTPM Convention. It's a conventional or a constitution convention. I'm looking forward to this. Emmanuel Baptist Church, we're going to be with my friend William Moore, who's about one of the biggest sweethearts that I know on the planet, both him and his dad, who just recently passed away. We're going to be with him tomorrow as well as tonight. But tomorrow we're going to be at the Emmanuel Baptist Church, 2680 East, M-21, Corunna, Michigan. That will start at 1 p.m. tomorrow. So, again, we look forward to seeing all of you out there. Listen, folks, we were at a meeting yesterday, and during this time that we spent at this meeting, I got to tell you, I had one individual trying to make excuses for everything and anything. And one of the things that we kept noticing was, we can't do that. Look at the Democrats have done. And we've heard them all, right? And really what it comes down to is, when you hear that, in probably 8 times out of 10, people are in this mind block that there's really nothing that they can do about it. And I empathize with that. I can work with that. But I also want to say that in many cases, people hide behind the excuses because they don't really want to do anything about the issues. And last night I told them, I said, I didn't spend my time driving out here on Monday, driving 775 miles so I can hear you say that you can't, but I'm driving from home, carrying along my wife and my children in my ministry, which we are a family ministry, and sharing with you that we can. And the Bible tells us that's the sin of unbelief. And as a matter of fact, it scripturally tells us that we are not to limit the Holy One of Israel. That's a big no-no. Either we believe him for who he says he is, or don't call yourself a believer. Now, with that said, one of the things that was brought up was the party spirit of the Democrats. Again, here we go, folks. If people were just listening to me the first time, we wouldn't have to keep readdressing the issue. But it was the Democrats, what they're doing. And I had to come back and tell them it's unconstitutional. And, of course, I had to tell them the best that you have is what you believe are a party, which is, again, unconstitutional when it comes to the Republicans. And you can put them good-for-nothings up against Matthew 5:13 because they are good-for-nothing, but to be trodden under the foot of man. And I had to share with her, if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. But I warned her, as I did everybody else, as I'm taking the time to do again, that nobody warned about the party spirit more than George Washington did. And when you listen to what George Washington said in warning the American people about party spirit, I want you to listen carefully as to what the founders, when they established this country, as to what they had to say about political parties. George Washington said in his 1796 farewell address that political parties are likely, in the course of time and things, to become potent engines. Okay, potent engines by which cunning and ambitious and unprincipled men will be able to subvert the power of the people and usurp for themselves the reins of government, destroying afterwards the very engines which have lifted them to unjust dominion. Friends, is that what's happening? How many times have we reiterated on this show, friends, as George Orwell said, that there's a political language that's been created to make lies sound truthful? Constitutionally, take the time, cross-check everything I'm telling you, even now. When you go to the U.S. Constitution, friends, you can find in Article 4 that we are a constitutional republic, that we are ruled by law, not by unconstitutional party systems. If you don't want to listen to that, you're going to have a Muslim caucus, as I warned for 15 years. Now you have a Muslim caucus along with 100 other unconstitutional party affiliations. Folks, it's designed to divide and to conquer. That's it, nothing more. And there's a reason that John Adams said of the two-party system that it's the greatest evil under the U.S. Constitution. Are we going to take heed as to what Jesus said in Mark 3:25, or are we not? We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back on the other side, sonsoflibertyradio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back on the other side.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on BeforeIt'sNews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Broadcasting live from Michigan, friends, and we are here up and live. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page as well, and you will find us there. And with that said, if you want to call in at any time, you can do that as well. It's 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. 9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, what I want you to see, especially on social media platforms, if not, I can go ahead and highlight this for you, which I will do, because I know that we're broadcasting into 156 cities as well. As 53 different countries. Now, with that said, one of the things that we do during the time that we are with the people doing our presentations, our events, our lyceums, and the such, is we go through a Have You Ever Wonder Why? And I'm going to share this with you on social media platforms, and it shows a picture of a congressman that fell asleep in the United States. And one of the things that I put to the people is if con is opposite of pro, then is Congress opposite of progress? And most people will get all up in arms about it, and they'll say, oh, my gosh, is that exactly right? And it is exactly right. And the reason I'm bringing that up is because I'll show the people that, again, that their rights come from God. And those that serve we, the people, they derive their just powers from the consent of the governed, okay? And when you look at the Declaration of Independence, folks, if you're on social media platforms right now, you can see just that. What I'm highlighting right now is extracted from your founding documents, the Declaration of Independence. And then what I also take the time to do is show the people going through and dissecting the Declaration of Independence, that what's also found in that documentation concerning the Declaration of Independence is the laws of nature and of nature's God. Does anybody know where that's extracted from? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. It's extracted from Scripture, okay? And again, if you take the time to read the Mayflower Compact, you will understand it's exactly where our forefathers and how it is that they were inspired to write what it is that we know as the Declaration of Independence, okay? The next thing I'd like to show people is that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Rights, by the way, which cannot be taken away. And yesterday I took the time, because I hear it all the time, that are, and especially from the conservative talking heads today that are worthless, that are a part of the problem, that are yesterday's liberals, that I have to tell them, because they're hearing from the conservatives of the day, that their rights are being stripped away from them. And the fact of the matter is, if you read the Declaration of Independence, it tells us that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. And those that are attempting to strip away our God-given rights, they work for us through delegation. We delegate the authority for them to do the things that they do within the confines found within the founding documents. And I have to remind the people that your rights are not being stripped away from you. Listen carefully. They are not being stripped away from you. They are being forfeited by the American people. In other words, don't blame your employees for what you're allowing your employees to do to you as the employer. If you want your rights, then you better understand that the price of liberty is eternal vigilance, and you have to fight for them, 1 Timothy 6:12. Now, if you don't want to fight for your rights, then you can go around and whine and complain all that you want to, but the fact of the matter is the responsibility of maintaining your freedoms is up to you. Not up to corruption, it's up to you. Another point that I make to my friends, as to those that are listening right now, or in prayer, and or during our presentations, is it also is found in that documentation, the Declaration of Independence, that our forefathers appealed to the supreme judge of the world to establish what it is that we have today. And it would do us well, friends, because one thing that I notice in Michigan, and one thing that I see across the United States of America in a big, big way, friends, is idolatry. Especially in Michigan. Oh, my goodness, friends. And I need to hit this. Idolatry, put that up against our forefathers. The Declaration of Independence is a documentation where our forefathers threw up a tyrant that would not be ruled by God. So they put the Lord first and foremost in all things. As a matter of fact, as you all well know, the flags that were flying were no king but King Jesus and appeal to heaven. Right? We all know that. Did they worship man? No, because they understood that to worship man brought a curse, Jeremiah 17:5. They understood to trust in the Lord brings forth the blessings, and that's where they put their trust. They didn't put their trust in man. What I see all across America, especially in California and especially in Michigan, is idolatry. Man's loyalty to the arm of the flesh, which only brings the curse. How many times have those politicians, how many cycles have you been through, Americans, where you look at a politician that promises you everything, and then once he gets into office, he turns on you? Every single time without fail. And I can prove it, and I've proved it 1,000 times over the last 17 years on this radio show. It would do us well, friends, to appeal to the supreme judge of the world and hold to his son, Jesus Christ, and keep his precepts that he commanded us to keep. Because if that's the case, and we're willing and obedient, we will eat the good of the land. Well, that applies, friends, to holding the devils that are in office in more cases than not in this country, holding their feet to the fire. Because if the people who are called and ordained by God to be the government in this country saith we the people in the preamble of the U.S. Constitution, they actually obey the Lord, they're going to hold those devils in their feet to the fire. And they're not going to be allowed to do one thing that kicks against any one of the commandments that the Lord has given unto us. But if we want to go ahead and look to our favorite politician, which our forefathers did not hold to, if we want to hold to our favorite politicians, we're going to keep getting the reoccurring cycle of what it is that we have been getting over and over and over again. Failed promises. That's been the fruit of every administration. Okay? Another thing that I like to show people, and I'm showing you now, is that when you look at the points that I'm making, when you look at the fourth point, it tells us what the firm reliance on the protection of divine providence. So in hearing that, even now, it reminds me that we have not been given the spirit of fear. It reminds me of Psalm 27, where David said that he could have all of these armies around him and he would fear not. Is that not what our forefathers were having to deal with when they were standing against the greatest military power in the world during the founding era of this country? It's exactly what they did. And it shows you that they were bold men. It shows us that they were brave men, and they stood against all odds, and they called upon the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the God of our Lord Jesus Christ to do for them the things that he promised to do for them. And what's so awesome about the Lord is he doesn't change, and he also gives us the promise, friends, that he's faithful unto 1,000 generations. That means he's faithful and just as faithful today as he was with Moses. He's just as faithful today as he was with Abraham, going backwards, Noah, and all the prophets. He was just as faithful to the children of Israel today as he is in Christendom. And I'm talking about those that are called to be Christians. Those are the children of Israel today, God's fighters, right, as he was in the past. Because he made clear in Malachi 3:6 that I am the Lord thy God and I change not. And I also think of the other promises concerning Hebrews 13:8, where he says, I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. So, friends, I want to encourage you to hold to the word of God, because the Lord is the same as he's always been. He has not changed. And the Lord also said through Jesus that it's his good pleasure not only to give us unto the kingdom, but he also said through Jesus that greater works will you do than I did, because I go to my Father. Folks, imprecatory prayers is what is needed. And after we pray, we do, showing the world our faith with our works, James 2:14-26. Without doing what the Lord commanded us, all goes for naught. But if we look to the example that our forefathers established, what the Lord did for them, he'll do for us. And why do I say that? Because that's what the Word tells us, that he's not a respecter of persons. And that's what I love about the Lord in so many different ways. In action, 1 John 3:18. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. Folks, I want to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Now, when I come back, friends, I'm going to get to who do men say that I am, and I'm going to lead up to it, and I'm going to show you the difference between what happened 100 years ago to what we're dealing with today in the present, going back even to biblical times, so we can understand.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Fed's announced unemployment claims jumped to their highest level in 8 months as 251,000 Americans filed for unemployment benefits for the week that ended July 16th. The numbers released by the Labor Department shows the job market is beginning to cool. Several cities will start to see electric Amazon delivery vans out on the road. The e-commerce giant bought 100,000 electric trucks as part of a plan to get to net zero carbon emissions by 2040. Amazon says it expects to have thousands of EVs in more than 100 cities by the end of this year. Alaska Airlines is reporting a flight was delayed earlier this week after two pilots who were supposed to fly the aircraft couldn't get along. Flight AS-1080 from Washington to San Francisco was prepared to take off when it returned to the gate in Washington.
I don't see you.
USA Radio News. General Charles Brown, Air Force Chief of Staff, has announced the United States and its allies are considering providing Ukraine with fighter jets, a decision that would sharply escalate the level of weaponry being sent to Kyiv. The U.S. General at the Aspen Security Forum said the jets could come from the United States or its allies. The Federal Communications Commission wants to help your phone.
The FCC is cracking down on spam auto warranty recalls. The commission is requiring telecom providers to block millions of illegal daily robocalls involving extended vehicle warranties. Scam warranty robocalls are the leading source of complaints from consumers. The FCC has identified 13 individuals and 6 companies behind most of the warranty robocalls. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
If you need a reason to take it easy today, it is National Hammock Day and National Hot Fudge Sunday Day. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We are in Michigan broadcasting live, and I wanted to let you know as to where we're going to be tonight and where we're going to be. Everybody needs to know, especially if you're in Michigan. We're going to be at Bill's Lake Baptist Church, 8549 Swan Avenue, Newaugo, Michigan. That will start at 6 p.m. tonight, folks. The last couple events that we have done, people are out there. A lot of support. We're all saying the same things, as I've always said. If you shut the television off, and I'm talking about the conservatives of the day, what you call the liberals today, what you call the mainstream media and their propagandists, folks, I'm telling you what, people are very aware of what's going on out there, and they're all saying the same things, and they've had it. And I'm not talking about a bunch of insurrectionists, folks. I'm talking about a bunch of law-abiding citizens in this country that are sick and tired of the lawless in the halls of government dictating their lives and continuously assailing them in their God-given rights. So with that said, we're going to be at Bill's Lake Baptist Church, 8549 Swan Avenue, Newaugo, Michigan, 6 p.m. tonight. Please come out. Take the time, folks. We've driven 1,000 miles. And we want to see you. And by the way, we're getting more invitations, so let's do it the first time, not the second time. And if that was the case on your part in coming out and showing your support, we totally appreciate it in more ways than one. I don't know that I started this off, but if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Pay attention to Paul in 1 Corinthians 11:1. He said, follow me as I follow Christ. That's right, and no more and no less. Where we leave off the word, you leave off listening to us, folks. We follow him and him alone. Now, let's get back to this, because this is some of the things that I'm doing when I'm doing my presentation. I'm going in a little bit deeper than I have in the past, and now I'm over at the preamble again of the U.S. Constitution, and I want you to listen carefully because I'm speaking to each one of you individually. What our forefathers established when we're talking about the U.S. Constitution is we the people are the government in this country. I could just go back and forth saying just that alone. We the people in this country are the government. Folks, you just heard during the intro, during the commercials, that Joe Biden just gave millions upon millions more of taxpayer dollars in America to the Ukrainians. I want you to think about that, because they're building up Ukraine is what they're doing. This is called redistribution of wealth. And if I'm right in saying this, folks, if I'm right in saying this, wasn't that the country? And I brought this up two or three times in the past, but I'm just getting to the point of reiterating it until you get it into your hearts. Isn't Ukraine the country that both him and his son were committing the act of treason with? Article 3, Section 3, or at least that's what Donald Trump told us and did nothing about it. Well, why? Yes, it is. So no longer is he doing it behind closed doors. Now he's doing it right in the face of the people. Did you hear during the break that this administration has already given the Ukrainians an actor who claims to be the president of that country, who's a sodomite, who we know is a Nazi? Up to this point, he's given that country $8 billion. Joe Biden has raided the coffers of the American taxpayers to the equivalent of $8 billion in giving to that country. This is called redistribution of wealth. Okay? I want you to pay attention. Did they seek your approval to do this? Absolutely not. And I'm not even talking about Congress anymore, friends, because for me to legitimize what we see in Congress is absolutely backwards, upside down, and it would be ignorant on my part to overlook the crimes of our said representatives in Congress. They said they had congressional approval. Congress is the voice of the people. Did you give Congress approval? And isn't it interesting how many of these congressmen and congresswomen sit there and talk about all the crimes that Joe Biden's committing, that he's there by voter fraud. He's committed this crime. Now look what he's doing. This is all you get from your said representatives of them, is them coming back and telling you how bad Joe Biden is, but yet they're the ones giving Joe Biden approval to do the things that he's doing. Not the people. Hey, folks, go back again. Listen carefully. It's we the people in this country that are the government. And we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice. If you're looking for the corrupt to establish justice within the halls of government, you're never going to get it. You're not going to get it. It has to be the American people that lawfully do this and bring this about. Okay? But I want you to think about the fact that we the people in this country are the government under God. We delegate that authority to our said representatives, only to see our said representatives attacking us, stealing from us, and supporting other countries rather than their own people. They're not attacking Ukraine. They're supporting Ukraine with your financial dollars, with your tax dollars. Okay? They're not attacking foreign countries right now until they need some more oil or some other natural resource, and I'm sure we'll all hear about that soon enough, when they try to create another war and using your blood, I'm sorry, the blood of your boys, to go over there and fight their unconstitutional wars. But I'm here to tell you, friends, we have not given approval for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Barack Obama, George Bush, all the way back, friends, what, to the early 80s? We have not given them authority to go ahead and steal our money and to redistribute our money to foreign countries and empowering them to later on another day attacking us. And just hold to what I just said, friends. because I'm telling you, we're onto something again. They're being empowered to attack us in other lands. And I got to remind you, and I say this at every event, you need to understand that going now and highlighting foreign countries as to why they hate Americans so much. They hate Americans so much because of what the American people have tolerated corrupt politicians to do to their prospective countries. I'll say that again. I remember saying that on Stan Monti's show, and there was this awe for about 10 seconds because he came back and he said, I never thought of that. Why are Americans hated in so many different countries today? I just told you. Because we, the people, under God, have allowed corrupt politicians to create wars against third world countries and attacking them. That's why you're hated by foreign countries on so many different levels. Because of what you Americans, we the people under God, this is our government, because Americans of what you have allowed your employees to do to other countries. That's a fact. That is absolutely a fact. And we have to get this right and take back this government because we are the government. Remember what John F. Kennedy said? He said the rights of man come not from the generosity of the state, but from the hand of God. That's right. And then if you go over to the likes of Woodrow Wilson, what did he tell us? He was the 28th president of the United States of America. Love him or hate him, he was exactly right. What did he say? He said, we are trying to do a futile thing if we do not know where we came from or what we've been about. Woodrow Wilson said, America was born a Christian nation. America was born to exemplify the devotions to the elements of righteousness, which are derived from the revelations of Holy Scriptures. That's who we are. Thomas Jefferson said, speaking again to my friends on social media platforms as well as on the radio, Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States of America, said, if a nation expects to be ignorant and free, it expects what never was and never will be. Put that up against Hosea 4:6. And when you look at the flags that were flying during the Revolutionary War, what were they? They were appeal to heaven. And the flags that were flying during the War of Independence were no king but King Jesus. Now, if you want to call in at any time and dispute that, please give us a call or add to. Please give us a call, 1-866-582-9933. I also want you to remember that, again, the national slogan, and we have the T-shirts available on sonsoflibertymedia.com, our rebellion towards to tyrants is obedience to God. That is the lesson that our forefathers established, not only through their teachings, but also through their examples, Hebrews 13:7. And what I want to do, friends, when I come back, it's the final segment already. It truly is the fastest hour on radio, no question about it. I want to come back, and I want to show you something that most people have not been taught. And what I want to show you is, who do men say that I am? Do you remember when Jesus said to his apostles, and it goes line upon line, if I could sandwich everything in between, I'll do my best. But do you remember when the apostles asked, I'm sorry, when Jesus asked his apostles, who do men say that I am? Isn't it interesting the response that was given unto us? People across the country are today asking the question, why has the church been effeminized? And by the way, if you look at verse 6-9, those men have no inheritance in the kingdom of heaven. They're effeminate. They're spineless. They're cowards. And if you look at Revelation 21, verse 8, it tells us that first and foremost, the fearful are the first ones to be cast into the lake of fire, and rightfully so. But the other characteristics that I just highlighted are also a part of that equation. What we're going to do is we're going to come back to this, and I'm going to show you in giving answers to the question that Jesus asked his apostles, who do men say that I am? And again, we're going to do our best to kill it before we get out of this hour of radio today on sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back again, Sons of Liberty Media. Sons of Liberty Radio before it's
at the Sons of Liberty. We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Doug Hagman here. I once wondered if there was anyone out there who could guide our current future generations. Well, I found that man. His name is Bradley Dean. He's the host of the nationally syndicated radio broadcast show, The Sons of Liberty. Folks, help us restore our greatness. Listen to Bradley Dean, The Sons of Liberty. Book him for your next conference, assembly, or other event. Do it today.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you want to find out where we're going to be at in the up-and-coming days, the turnouts have been fantastic. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go up to the schedule on that page. Please subscribe. Also, check us out on social media platforms, both Tim Brown's morning show and my afternoon show, right, left. You'll see what I'm talking about when you go to that page. Subscribe. Go to SOL Radio Live and subscribe to our Rumble feed as well. Also, go to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. There we are live. Sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com. Final call out. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. One of the things that I wanted to highlight, and I got to roll through this pretty quickly, is the fact that we've been taught, and this is a whole different show, but what we have been hearing from the pulpits and the hirelings, John 10:12 today, is Romans 13 being preached completely backwards as if to suggest that we are to submit to tyrants. Now, this is going to lead up to what I am going to share with you concerning who do men say that I am. If you remember right, it was Charles Spurgeon that said a time will come when instead of shepherds feeding the sheep, the church will have the clowns entertaining the goats. Is that what we're seeing today? Absolutely. I want to say this too. Spurgeon also said this, and it's absolutely true. The church that the world loves the most, God hates the most. The Bible's clear when it says that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. I strongly suggest many of you, you go find that church that has 100 or less people in it. Because when it gets bigger than that, that preacher's not preaching the cross of Christ, friends. I can guarantee you that. I can guarantee you that he's not preaching a lot of grace. I can guarantee you that he's not preaching out against sin to slay it, but he's playing with it. And that's exactly what Spurgeon meant when he said, "In a time will come when instead of shepherds feeding the sheep, the church will have the clowns entertaining the goats. Beware." Now, let me take this and drive the spirit of Christ through that of our forefathers. If you remember right, it was Caesar, friends, who had his Brutus, said Patrick Henry. If you remember right, it was Charles the First that had his Cromwell, said Patrick Henry. If you remember right, it was George the Third. Treason cried, the speaker may profit by their example. If this be treason, make the most of it, said Patrick Henry. Now listen carefully. In Exodus 5, we see God appointed Moses and Aaron to go in to tell the Pharaoh through the commandment of the Lord, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, let my people go. If you remember right, in Daniel 3:2, we see Nebuchadnezzar pay attention to the hierarchy of government because it's exactly what's happening today. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, sent together the princes, those that were working for him, those that were paid by him, together the princes, the governors, the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces, those were all subordinates to Nebuchadnezzar, to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Now, what's important to understand, folks, is the fact that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't bow to Nebuchadnezzar. And as we all know, because they didn't bow, what happens? Those that were heating the fire up seven times, they were the ones that were slain by the heat. It was Nebuchadnezzar in Daniel 3 that noticed there was a fourth man in the fire. And what was the lesson? If you don't bow, you don't burn. And if you don't bow, the fourth man shows up and God is glorified. And if you remember, at the end of Daniel 3, Nebuchadnezzar acknowledged the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who is the God of gods and the Lord of lords. Okay? When you go to 1 Kings, what do you see? Talking about the Spirit of Christ through his men. And it came to pass when he saw Ahab saw Elijah, that Ahab said unto him, art thou that troubleth Israel? Now just think about that. Here's the corrupt king calling the holy lone prophet of God, Elijah, the troubler of Israel. And what did Elijah say? He said, I have not troubled Israel, but you and your father's house, and that you have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and that you have followed Balaam. Friends, is this not what you're seeing today? Exactly. You have a corrupt media with corrupt politicians trying to label men that hold to the word of God and to the U.S. Constitution as troublers, when in fact they are the ones that are forsaking the commandments of the Lord, yet they claim to be Christians. If you would judge them by their fruit, you would find differently that they are not Christians at all, but they are pretenders, okay? John 8:44, also check out Matthew 7:16. We have to understand what's being played out in front of our faces. Now let's go back from the Old Testament to the New Testament. I'm trying to kill this, friends. But Herod the Tetrarch, he was the governor of that province, being proved by him, John the Baptist, for Herodias' brother Philip's wife, and for all the evils which Herod had done. Pay attention carefully as to what Luke 3:19 tells us. John the Baptist was pointing out Herod for all of his evils. This is the New Testament. Nowhere can you find in Scripture where we are to submit to tyranny, friends. Let me bring you to another Scripture in the New Testament, namely Acts 12:7-11. What does it tell us? And behold, this is after Peter was thrown in jail by the Herodians and the Pharisees. Okay? And Jesus told us to beware of them in Mark 8:15. What did he say? Behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and smote Peter on the side, and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly, and his chains fell off of his hands. So in other words, when the bad guys threw Peter in jail, the Lord sent an angel to break him out of jail. How does that jive compared to what we're hearing from the hirelings concerning Romans 13 today? It doesn't. It's unscriptural what they're teaching. And the Bible tells us in Luke 13:32, what do we see? And he said unto them, he was speaking unto the Herodians and the Pharisees that came to Jesus and said, get out of here or Herod's going to kill you. What did Jesus say? He said unto them, go and tell that fox, behold, I cast out devils and I do cures today, tomorrow, and the third day I shall be perfected. Did he run from the fight or did he take the fight to the powers that were? Do you understand? He was establishing the Lord's will in this earth as it is in heaven. And when we go to Romans 12:21, that which precedes Romans 13, it gives us the answer in exposing the hirelings for who they are. Be not overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. That precedes Romans 13, friends. And when you go to 1 Peter 2:14, it only solidifies the point all the more. Or unto governors is unto them that are sent by God as magistrates, ordained of God for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. Now, this is what I have to get to. The Bible tells us that Satan, in 1 Peter 5:8, pay attention to how he characteristically draws out Satan. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, mocking Christ again, who is the lion of the tribe of Judah. Revelation 5:5. What does it tell us? That Jesus is the lion of the tribe of Judah. Now, this is what I want to get to in closing, friends. Remember that Jesus asked his apostles, who do men say that I am? I want you to listen carefully because this is my Jesus. He's the one that gives us grace to become more than conquerors, the one that gives us faith to overcome this world. And I'm thinking of Romans 8:37 and 1 John 5:4. When Jesus asked his apostles, who do men say that I am? What did his apostles say? I want to tell you what they said. Some say that you're John the Baptist, risen from the dead. You want to talk about power, friends? There it is. Some say Elijah. Elijah was the one on the mount that called down the fire by God where they slew the false prophets. And others say, his apostles said to Jesus in question as to who do men say that I am, some say that you're Jeremiah. Hey, friends, I got a question for you. Who is Jeremiah? He was the prophet that was raised up to go to the king's gate and to the church's gate and to rebuke them for their sins before God. So when we see this little mamby-pamby, impotent, lifeless weakling that men want to paint in your minds as the Christ, with pink booties on, smacking sheep on the back side, telling the world that everything's okay, I'm here to tell you that is not my Christ. It is not the Christ of the Bible. And the Bible tells us that he spoke as one boldly, as having authority. He spoke boldly. That means forward to danger. And he spoke not as the Pharisees or the scribes. It's exactly what we're seeing in the American church today. The weak version of who they want to paint out to be Christ that looks just like them is not the Christ of the Bible. And in ending in Matthew 16:14-16, Jesus said unto Peter, Simon Peter, but who say you that I am? Can I say as a witness, holding the same spirit that Christ had, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Folks, we love you by what we do. Hope to see you in Michigan tonight. 1-866-582-9933. We'll see ya.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.